I haven't known Anne actually for very long, but I had certainly heard of her before. She's got a lot of stature in the pro-choice movement, quite a well-known name. She was heavily involved in starting Every Woman's Health Center, which began in 1988, and heavily involved in the logistics and the legalities, or perhaps I should say the illegalities. Because at the time when they were planning the clinic, it was actually illegal to open a clinic. So it was a very courageous act that they were doing on behalf of women's rights. And it was, but Anne has proven herself to be a lot more than just a courageous and very busy activist from the early days. She's been consumed, I think, in the last few years writing this book, and it's a great undertaking. I've read the book, of course, myself, and it's excellent. It's very engrossing. I can't say anything bad about it at all. It's what I really like about it is that it really celebrates women's accomplishments and women's roles in fighting for abortion rights in Canada. We hear a lot about Dr. Henry Morgenthaler, and of course he's an incredible man and a pioneer in Canada, a hero to women's right to abortion in Canada, but often overlooked is the role of women. And Anne has really captured that so well, really captured the personalities of the women involved, and really, you know, brought them to life in a way that, you know, is incredible, because I didn't know a lot of these women myself, and it was wonderful to see, to hear these stories and read about these women. And it's important, I think, in general for women's history to be told, because it's often overlooked in general. So I wanted to introduce Anne without any further delay, and encourage you all to get the book, and the author's here. She can autograph it for you as well. It's a very worthwhile book to read. Thanks. And Anne Thompson.